We know that Chanukah, besides the inyan of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, there's also a mitzvah of Halal V'Hoidah. The Gemara says, "V'shana acheres kovam v'asom yom toivim b'Halal V'Hoidah." Ad kedei kach, that Reb Shlomo Kluger in Shulchan Aruch in his Pirush Chochma Shlomo and Tofresh Pei Gimel says that if a person was in jail and did not have a fsharus, he wasn't possible for him to not to light Neiris Chanukah or not to say hal. It was in a place where he couldn't say hal, and they would let him out for a half hour. It would be possible either to say hal by day, or he would be lighting Neiris Chanukah by night. Which one should he do? So Reb Shlomo Kluger says that he brings a raya from the Gemara when the Gemara asks, "My Chanukah?" The Tana Rabbanon, and the Gemara says that you know it osed behesped of a tainus, and it says on that Gemara over there, "Lashon acheres kavim yomim toivim b'hal v'ido." He doesn't understand my Chanukah. Everybody knows what Chanukah is all about, and also the Gemara doesn't mention anything about the Neiris Chanukah. So he understands that the Gemara's question is, what's the chashivas, the ikar inyan of Chanukah? And he says that Halal V'Hoidah is more of an ikar than the Neiris Chanukah, and that's why he paskins that he should go out of jail for a half hour in order to say Halal on Chanukah and not to light Neiris Chanukah. So we see over here this big inyan of Halal V'Hoidah on the days of Chanukah. We know we only say Halal on Gimel Regalim. The Medrash tells us that the same way on Gimel Regalim, Kol Yirah, Kol Schurcha, that we should be seen by the Rabbanu Shalom, the Medrash tells us, we read it also, that the Rabbanu Shalom, we see the Rabbanu Shalom also. Besides us being seen to Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbanu Shalom shows himself to us. There's an element of Ashras Ashchina that a person has in the Gimel Regalim. Chanukah is one of those days that we also zeiche to say a hal. Ad kedei kach, there's a beautiful Goyen. The Goyen says that there are 8 days a year that we don't say Hal Shalom. The 6 days of Pesach, one day of Rosh Hashanah, and one day of Yom Kippur. Says the Goyen that the Hashlama to the mitzvah of saying Hal Shalom of those 8 days of during the year on Yom Tov we do not say is on Chanukah. The first 6 days of Chanukah is connected to 6 days of Pesach. The next day is connected Rosh Hashanah, and the last day is connected Yom Kippur, which would seem also agav, that the last day of Chanukah has a chshivas, and it's more special than the rest of the days of Chanukah, just like Yom Kippur. So we see from here, so too Chanukah also has a smile, like it's compared to Yom Tovim, that we see, get a feeling, we get a closeness to Rabbanu Shem, that we could be Mishabech, the Rabbanu Shem B'Hal V'Hoidah. It's also that Chanukah has the inyan of lighting Neiris, which also is like we're lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. There's also inyan Chanukah that it says is connected the light, the Oir HaGonos, which means that there's something that we could perceive that we don't see a whole year. There's some kind of Gevaldig Ha'ara that every year has on the days of Chanukah. So Chanukah has this Maila like other Yomim Tovim, which we see things. We could see things more than we see a whole year. We have this matzav, this ruach, and this hashra that we have more than we have a whole year, and that's what was zeichet to say hal. Rashi in Masechtas Taina seems to say that it could be even it's a deraisa daf chavches. The Chasam Sofer also brings down that be'etzem the yom tov of Chanukah and Purim is a yom tov a deraisa. What to do? Chazal masakim. But then he ends off in saying that the hal that a person says on Chanukah or the kriyas haMegillah that said on Purim, that is like a deraisa. The chiyuv to mahal v'hoidah is like an deraisa. What is these two inyanim of halal v'hoidah? We say it together. It's like two words that go together. Does it mean the same thing? Avad, it doesn't mean the same thing. We say halal and hoidah. There's something called hal, something called hoidah. What's the difference between these two things, halal v'hoidah? So the Brisker Rav explains, based on a Gemara in Psachim, that the Gemara says, halu Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol umim, that the umay sa'olam shabech kadosh baruch hu. Frek the Gemara, ma'avi detayu. What did the umay sa'olam shabech, something that the Rabbanu Shem does for us? And the Gemara says, halu Hashem kol goyim agvurais v'neflois sha'avdu b'hadayu. What Hashem does for us. So Briskov asks, that was the Gemara's question, that the Baruch Hashem makes Nisim for us and the Umas Olam Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did the Gemara answer? He says, Yesoid, that the idea of Hallel is a Yesoid, that when we see the Gevurois of Hashem, we see the tremendous Pu'ulois of Hashem in the Bria, we say Hallel. That even a guy could say what he sees, what happens by a Yid. But there's another Inyan to Meshabech on the Toivah that Hashem does personally for us. And that's what we call Hoidah. Hoidah is something that is a personal Toivah that Rabbi Hashem did. And that's how he explains in the Al HaNisim, that we say, Ulecha sis Hashem gadol v'kadosh bo'ilamecha. Bo'ilamecha means the Gevurois of Hashem in the world. That's what the Hashavach v'hoidah at Rabbi Hashem is, even the Goyim could say. Ulamcha Yisrael sis Hashem gadol. What does that mean? The Hatova that he did special for the Klal Yisrael, that's a miyuchadika Hatova that he does for Klal Yisrael. L'fichach kavu shmanis mechanukei l'hoidus l'halel. V'hoidah is a hoidah and a hoidah protis. There's another Indian about Haidah, that when we speak about Haidah, private Haidahs, we start being Mishabech on all the Haidahs, not only what's happening right now. Like we say in benching, when we say Noidelcha, we go back to what the Rabban Shem did for us previously. But on this meal that Rabban Shem just gave us, we speak about all the Haidahs that were before, and Va'ala Koil, everything else is included. So Haidah is a private, personal Toivah that Rabban Shem does for us. And a Hal is a general. All Meshabech, Rabbanu Shalom, all the Gevuras of the Rabbanu Shalom. There's a Gevaldige Chinuch in the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, which explains to us what is the Inyan of Bracha? What's the Inyan of Hoidah? He says his Lashon is, Yedua Mefursim Hashem Yizbarach, Poyel Kol Nimtza Ubara Adam, Omidas Baruchu, Shurav Chesed v'Chofetz b'Toivas B'Riosav. Rabbi Hashem created everything, and He wants the Toiv of all the B'Rios. V'Roitza li'Yosan ru'uyin v'Zakoyin l'Kabel Toiv mi'Itoy. What the Rabbi Hashem wants to give us and make us have the S'chus to get all the Toiv from the Rabbi Hashem. It's not the davening and it's not the learning. How is a person Zoichen all the Toiv that the Rabbi Hashem wants to give him? Says him, Inyan habracha shano oimrim, the brachas that we say, lefonov, enena raka skara la'orin afshena bedvar pino. It's not just a zikaron. Mavarech yichla kol atoivus, mitoiches oiris atoivin afshena, when we ma'or all the toiv that Rabban Shem does for us. V'yichud machshavesenu lahoides elov, and we have in our machshava to thank the Rabban Shem for it. Shekol atoivus klulis boy, v'hu hamelech. Aleim l'shalchem, that the Rabban Shem has all the toiva within him, and he sends it out to those who he feels could deserve it and get it. With that hoidah and bracha that we have, anu zoichim and ma'aseh atoiv lahamshich aleinu b'rchosav. That's how we mamshich all the brachas. A gavaldig yisoid. It's not the Torah, not the tefillah. Avada, we need the Torah and the mitzvahs. But what the person makes a person be zoichim, this bracha that he gets, when a person is mishabech the Rabban Shem for the toiva that he gets, that's how he's zeichet to all the bracha. That is the way a person could ask for all his ritzoinus afterwards. Reb Chaim Vital says, Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv. When we thank Hashem on all the toiv that He gives us, how do we want to make sure that it continues? Ki l'olam chazda. When a person thanks the Rabbanu shel olam for all the toiv that He does for him, that's how we could guarantee that it will continue l'olam the chesed of the Rabbanu shel olam. Ki l'olam chazda. There's another very interesting thing over here in Hanukkah. The Rambam, when the Rambam writes the halachas of Hadlokas Neiris Hanukkah at the beginning of Hilchas Hanukkah, so he writes a Loshen, Hadlokas Neiris Mitzvah Medivri Seifim Kekriyas HaMegillah. He compares the Kriyas HaMegillah. What's the comparison? He writes next halacha, Kol Shechayv B'Kriyas HaMegillah Chayv Hadlokas Neiris Hanukkah. Then he brings down in one halacha, the halachas of lighting Neiris Hanukkah. He goes through a whole perek of speaking about Hal, and the next perek he starts speaking about the hilchas of Hadlokas Neiris. It would seem like that a person could be mekayim the mitzvah of Hal v'hoidah to Rabban Shem, not only by saying Shvach v'hoidah to Rabban Shem, not only by thinking all the hoidah, thank Rabban Shem for what he does for him all the time, not only to mishabech the gevuras of Hashem, like we said to B'Shem Briskarov, Ayidei the etzem hadlokas neres Chanukah. That is how a person is, the lighting itself is the mitzvah of lighting, but also has inside it the hoidah. It's a hoidah that's done with a maisa. There's a hoidah we could do with our mouth, and there's a hoidah that's done with a maisa. The Rambam ends off mitzvahs ner Chanukah mitzvah chaviv had ma'oid. A lashon the Rambam writes, not he never writes any other mitzvah. V'tzarech adam lizar bo kedei lohidia hanes. The reason why you should be careful about this mitzvah of light in Eretz Chanukah is to lohidia hanes ulahoisif b'shvach hakel v'hoidah kol anisim shoyseh lanu. Be moisif with this hadlaka. Think about the nes. Think about all the nisim Rabban Shem does for us. All the shvach v'hoidah what Rabban Shem does. That's how the mitzvah is done completely. That's a complete mitzvah. B'shleimus. That's what we say also on Eris Alol Kodeshayim ve'elan Shus l'shtamish b'hem el roisim el-vaad k'dei lahoidois u'lahala l'shimcha agadol. That's the mitzvah. With this, maybe we could explain the famous Gemara. It says a ruggle b'ner, someone who's ruggle to light Neris Chanukah. Some learn it means also Neris Shabbos. Havalei banim tamid acham. Everybody lights Neris Chanukah. Is everybody zeichet banim tamid acham? No. So some want to explain that included in the mitzvah of Adlokas Neris Chanukah is not only the etzem hadlaka, which we do, we work very hard, we make sure the timing, the time, the place, we should do it with the brachas and with the simcha, but there's another aspect to the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah, which we saw in the Rambam, that the hadlakas Neris Chanukah is kedei lahoidois lahalel lohidia hanes lohoisiv b'shvach hakel v'hoidoi loy. Ayidei there will be zoicha to think about all the toivas that Rabban Shem does for us. Things are going well. Think about those things that are going well. Things that need a little bit of a tefillah. Avada we should meshabech on the things that we have well. Ayidei that we have. The Rebbein Shem wants to give us all the bracha, like we saw in the chinuch, in the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. Ayidei that a person is meshabech umoide to Rebbein Shem. That's the schus for a person to continue having all the toiva. And with that, he could ask all his bakashas. And we should be zeicha to all the brachas that could come out of this Gavaldig of mitzvah of Adlokas Neris Chanukah together with Halva Hidah.